start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Mordechai Litwin.
We're holding here Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Matis Masi. A lot to talk about, the Siyata Deshmaya. Asura Shimshon Pinkus brings down, he says, the only Yotzeit recorded in the Torah, as we know, is today the Yod Sait of Aaron HaKohen, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rosh Chodesh Av. I'm thinking about the Mishnah, Mishnichnas Av, Mishnichnas Adar. Maybe we'll talk about that soon. Rav Shimshon says, we know that the Churban started from Sinas Chinam. The Gemara tells us, Chazal talk about it. So Rav Shimshon, he says, it's no coincidence that Rosh Chodesh Av, the Yod Sait of Aaron HaKohen, is here deep in the middle of the Yemei Bein HaMetzorim, because Aaron HaKohen was the one who was Oyev Shalom V'Reidev Shalom. Aaron HaKohen was the one that was the punkt, the opposite of Sinas Chinam. And in his chus, Be'ez Hashem, we should talk about Zeichet HaShalom, and the Binyan B'Samigdash from here of Yameinu. I'd like to break up the Shir into three Chalokim, B'ez Hashem. The first Chalok I'd like to talk about in Yonah D'Yema, a bit of Yemei Bein HaMetzorim, then a bit about Pastors Matis and Masi, B'ez Hashem. They say over that there was a Baba V'Chosid in Borough Park. They had an Italian painter. The painter was painting his house, doing work in his house. And one day, he comes into one of the rooms and he sees a big picture on the wall of Rav Shlomo from Bobov. You all know Rav Shlomo, his majesty. And he says to him, he says, this is your rabbi. Rav Shlomo is on your side today. Ah, Meshlem Fiat. So Rav Shlomo says to him, this is your rabbi? He says, yeah, this is my rabbi. He says, you're not a good pupil of this rabbi. He says, you're not a good pupil of this rabbi. He says, why? So I'll tell you. He says, years ago, I was called to do a painting job, and I was doing painting work in his house, in your rabbi's house, and I was going from room to room, and I came into the room, which was the most important room in the house, and I'm painting, and I finish off one of the walls. And as I'm finishing off, putting the final touches into the wall, I slipped, and I made a smudge at the edge of the wall. And he was standing there, and I apologized to him. I said, don't worry, Rabbi, I'll try and fix it as best as I can. He says, no, don't fix it, leave it. He said, why? He said, because thousands of years ago we had a temple that got broken. He says, and now we may be in our own homes, in our own lives, but we'll never forget that nothing is perfect until we have our temple, our Beis HaMikdash. Leave it where it is. So the Italian painter says to his Baba Bechosi, he says, you've been driving me crazy for every detail. He says, every time there's half a quarter of a smudge, you're making me redo it. He says, no, you're not a good pupil of Reb Shlomo. Now, it's a very nice story. Reb Shlomo was on a madriga that we can't necessarily connect to on such a level, but I'd like at least something, Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to connect to in the Yemei Bein HaMetzorim that we can take home with us. There's a big paradox. There's a big paradox this time of year. Mitzad Echad, on one side, the Shulchan Aruch tells us already from Shivosa B'Tamuz already we start winding down from things of Simcha, no music, no chasanas, and we build up, We get to Rosh Chodesh Av today. Anachnu b'nei Ashkenaz. We don't eat meat. We don't have showers as regularly we would. We don't put on new clothes as we would regularly. And then we get to the day of Tisha B'Av, the day of the Churban Habayis, the day where we mamash noyig dine avelos, the day we don't wear leather shoes, we sit low, we fasting, v'chulu v'chulu. Problem is that that's one side of the coin. But the other side of the coin is, on Tisha B'Av there's no tachnun. Why? Chazal tell us, because it's a moyed. Koralai moyed. Pasuk in Eicha, it's a moyed. We don't say tachnun because it's a moyed. So what's going on over here? Is Tisha B'Av a moyed? Is Tisha B'Av a Yom Tov? Or is it a Zman of Churban? How do these two things work together? And to understand even more, we need to understand. The Gemara tells us in the Gemara in Yuman and Dalad Amud Beis that the time of the Churban Habayis, B'Shah Shenichnasu Nochrim LeHeichel, they came after ripping apart Beis HaMikdash, they come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they're looking for the Kruvim. And they see the Kruvim, Mu'urim Zeh B'Zeh, holding, hugging each other. They come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, says the Gemara, that the Kruvim were hugging each other. And the problem is that the Gemara in Baba Basra Nuntes explains, in some places we find that the Kruvim were playing Mishalochiv, they were facing each other. On some places we find that the Kruvim weren't facing each other. Ask the Gemara, how does that work? Says the Gemara, no. Depends. When Klal Yisrael were doing Ritzon Hashem Mokoyim, says the Gemara, when they were doing the Rotzon of Hashem, and they were Morim Zebuzeh. When Klal Yisrael were not doing the Rotzon Hashem, they weren't playing Mishalochiv. So I ask you a question. The time of the Churban, the epitome of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Kavyochel patch to Klal Yisrael, the Goyim are coming in, these Temeyim and Arelim are coming into our Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Kruvim are hugging each other. Amorim Zebuzeh. What's going on over here? How could it be? I want to share with you an unbelievable yesod. It's definitely changed my understanding of Yemei Bina Metzorim. The Tzvi LaTzadik in his Sefer in Chodesh Tammuz Anov, he says an unbelievable idea. And I'll read out to you a few words he writes. He says, Kabbalah hi biyad tzadikim. We have a Kabbalah from the Tzadikim. Shehayomim alolu Bina Metzorim akneged Yemei Tishri from Rosh Hashanah till Shmini Atzeres. Says the Tzvi LaTzadik, if we count the days that we have from Shavuos B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, if we count the days that we have from Rosh Hashanah until Shemini Atzeres, it's 22 days. Says the Tzvi LaTzadik, he says, these days are corresponding with each other. And he says, Gam kein chof beis yomim miyud zayim b'tamuz atish above. We bring mekasha these 2 days together. And the Marsha and Bechiris says, he says the same idea. The keneged the chof alef yomim shiyesh mirosh hashon adashan rabba. He's speaking about this idea. We're connecting these 2 days from each other. So let's try and understand. I'd like to understand a bit deeper. What does he mean? And with that, hopefully we'll be able to understand why Tisha B'Av is a moed. Rav Motcha Gifter once asked, he says, why is it called a moed? Why is Tisha B'Av a moed? And he says, moed is miloshen, the sheirish of the word moed is vad, meeting, connecting. Says Rav Motcha Gifter, he says, we are connecting to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and we are being mekasha ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a moed means. It's true that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam had to give us a patch and to take away the Beis HaMikdash. But it was a patch that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave us because of Kirva, because He loves us, and it was in our benefit. The only way that He could save us was by taking away our Beis HaMikdash. They say over at Tzvi Esh Meisels, when he was in when he was in the camps in Auschwitz, he had come with his prized possession, his talis from his grandfather. And they was ripped away from him just as he had come. Just as he had come, taken away from him. A few days later, when he's in the selection, he's given a job to go collecting the clothes there in Auschwitz. He comes across his talis with a silver Torah. He can't believe it, what's going on over here. And he says to himself, I can't let go of this talis, but I can't take this big talis with me. There's no way I can take this big talis with me. So he decides he's going to cut it down to a talis cotton. And the Tzvi Shmaisel takes this small talis, begs to a talis cotton, and he hides it under his prison clothes that he's wearing in Auschwitz. And this continues. He managed to wear them for a few weeks. A few weeks later, he's going to the lavatory, and one of the guards there catches him, something bulging in his clothes. He notices what's going on, and he tells him what's going on over there. He says, Vos, a God's cried, you're wearing a clothes of God here in Auschwitz. He says, what are you doing here? After all the thousands you're seeing, you see the chimneys burning smoke. What are you playing around with God's cried? He takes him to another room. He says, I'm going to deal with you. Takes him, he beats him. He's lying there in a pool of blood. Reb Tzvi Hirsch feels himself hovering, conscious, unconscious. He says to him, listen, this German says to him, he says, tell me what's going through your mind. Look over there, you see the black clouds hovering over Auschwitz. You know what's going on over here. What are you busy running after, hiding under your clothes, the clothes of God? So Tzvi Hirsch turned around to him and said to him, imagine I would be a cobbler and I would be in the surgery of the top heart surgeon in the world and I'm watching him do surgery. And I'm seeing him there with his team, blood pouring down, sharp knives, cutting into certain things, moving around certain things. He said, imagine I was standing there and I'm a cobbler for many years and I turn around to him and I say to him, excuse me, sir, when I'm busy with my piece of leather, I never have to cut it like you're cutting it. I'll never have to do with what you're doing it. Why do you have to do this with a heart? Why are you doing this? And as he's lying on the pool of blood, the Tzvi Hirsch says, he doesn't know where this idea came to him from. He starts telling the soldier, he says, we understand that we don't understand. We don't know. But one thing we know, that the surgeon of the world is cutting and he's doing what's best for us. He said, those words and he just melted and let him go. Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz explains, he says, the whole idea of the Churban is a moed. It's a yomtiv. Because it's a yomtiv of us understanding that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us in his golos, it's only from his love for us. The Tzvi Tzadik says that the days correspond. Tisha B'Av corresponds to Shmini Atzeres. What's Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres is the day when the Rabbeinu Shlom says, "Klal Yisrael, asili suda ktano. Make for me a suda ktano. I want to rekindle. I want to hold on to our relationship, our intimate relationship, my relationship between you and me." That is Shmini Atzeres, and that's the moed of Tisha B'Av. The Chasam Sofer writes that the Chodesh Menachem Av has two names. Until Tisha B'Av, it's called Chodesh Av. From Tisha B'Av, it's called Menachem Av. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's a new month. Menachem Av is a new month. From the Moed of Tisha B'Av, we're building a closer connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom, like we have on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the only Yom Tov that has no article which we use to connect to that Yom Tov. Sukkos, we have the Lulav, the Sukkah, Pesach, the Matzah, Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar, Yom Kippur, Tshuva, Shavuos, we're busy with the actual Torah. Zokteh. Shmini Atzeres is just us and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's us reminding us that we have that relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. In the Churban, in the greatest day of the Churban, the Kruvim, with Orim Zebazeh. Why were the Kruvim hugging each other? Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to show Klal Yisrael, even in the Churban, I still love you. It's because of my love for you that I had to give you a Churban. And that is the greatest Moed. For us to remember that in the darkest moments the Rabbeinu Shlalim loves us, even if he has to give us a patch, that is the greatest moyed that we can have. Reb Tzodik from Lublin writes, he says the letter Tes, Tisha B'Av, Tes, he says the first time we find the letter Tes in the Torah is Toiv. It's true it's Tisha B'Av, but it's Toiv, it's a moyed, it's us connecting to the Rabbeinu Shlalim in the deepest of moments. And I was in America. I was invited to go to America to speak at a convention a few months ago. I met a very chashuv yid there, Lib Keller, another yid in there. And there was a yid who was there, Marbit Torah there, who was a Talmud of Reb Gustman. Reb Gustman used to live in Rechav Yasef Yomov. Was Reb Chaim Oizes Bezdin at a very, very young age. He told me that Reb Gustman told him once. He said that they were there when the Germans came in and his Rebbe was the Marcheshes. He says, I was in the same room as the Marcheshes and they were beating us to death. And he says he survived miraculously. This is a story for itself, how Reb Gustman survived. He said, but I'm telling you the last few seconds of the Marcheshes' life. He says the Marcheshes was there and they were beating him. And his last few words to them was, he said to them, he said, you think you can't do anything to me. He says, you can't do nothing, he says. You're like a mosquito. This was his nushach. I asked him again, he said, you said, the Marcheshes told him, you're like a mosquito. Everything that's happening is only from Hashem and Hashem loves me. With these words, the Marcheshes was nifter. That's what Tisha B'Av is about. To remember that it's the Toiv. It's a Churban from the Toiv. And of course we understand now why the Chodesh of Av is the only Chodesh which is called, which comes from a relationship. The Chodesh of the Father, the Av. It's our Father telling us he had to give us the patch, right? From that Kirva, from that love that we have the Churban. And that's why we understand the Avelos and the Moyed are not a paradox. The Avelos is reminding us the love that Hashem has for us, the kirva that He feels for us. Moyed is Rosh HaTevus. Kora Olai Moyed. What does Olai mean? Olai Einecho L'Neichach Yabitu. Our eyes should see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That is the Kruvim Me'urim Zebazeh, and that is the closeness that we're feeling to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And with this in mind, we should be zeicher to be able to connect to this Moyed of Tisha B'Av and be zeicher taka to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash B'mehira V'Yameinu Amen. Moving on to this week's parasha, the first one of the parashas, Parashas Matos. Pasuk tells us, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, short Pasuk, Vayiten lohem Moshe lebnei God velebnei Ruvein velchatzi shevet Menashe ben Yosef es mamlech es sichon melech emoiri ves mamlech es oig melech haboshon oretz lorea begvulitz ori oretz ovin. B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain and half of Shevet Menashe are given the part of Eva Yardin. So the Pasuk tells us, yeah, Moshe gave to B'nei God, B'nei Ruvain and half of Shevet Menashe. That's very understandable. The B'nei Shleilim, they wanted Eva Yardin. Moshe Rabbeinu had a whole backwards and forwards with them. At the end of the day, they were given Eva Yardin, God, Ruvain and half of Shevet Menashe. Asks the Beirach Moshe, the old Satmar Rav, he said, I don't understand. He says, so far the Pasuk makes a lot of sense. But carry on the Pasuk. He says, what? In case you forgot that Menashe was Ben Yosef, why doesn't the Pasuk start? B'nei God, B'nei Yosef, B'nei Reuven, not B'nei Yosef. Their fathers mentioned their names. Why by Menashe, asks the Berach Moshe, do we start telling you Menashe Ben Yosef? And what about the other one's fathers? Of course we know Menashe's Ben Yosef. We're not discussing here ancestry in the Psukim over here. Why are we mentioning Ben Yosef? Says the Beirach Moshe, the most unbelievable idea. He says, from the old Belzerov, Rabbi Sochadov from Belz, he says, that we find in the Parsha of Bnei God that the Rabbeinu Shleilim wasn't excited with this idea. And we find strong words, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, V'yichaf Hashem b'Yisrael. Then they were in the Midbar b'Yom Shana. You want to go to Eva Yarden. And then Bnei God and Bnei Reuven originally came to them. And then Moshe added on half of Shevet Menashe. So the Ramban already explains one understanding why they added on half of Shevet Menashe. Says the Belzerov, he says, I'll tell you why he added half Shevet Menashe. Why? Says if we look in the Gemara Makkos Testament Bay, it says the Gilad Shchichi Roitzchim. Eivra Ayardi wasn't the greatest place, wasn't the holiest of place. There was murderers there. The Gemara Gittin says Naflamet Ches Amonu Moyav Tieru Besichoin. They were Shtufei Zima. Eivra Ayardi was a dangerous place. It was a low place. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried. Bnei God Bnei Reuven, I'm going to send Bnei God Bnei Reuven there. What's going to be with them? What's going to be with the future of that chilek of Klal Yisrael? The hashpos, that terrible. Memela, he says, Berov Chochmos and Moshe says, I have to do something. I'm going to be mitzaref with them, half of Shevet Menashe ben Yosef. Yosef is Midas HaYesoid. Yosef is Kedusha. Yosef is the one that puts down for the future generations of Klal Yisrael the koyach to stand by in the difficult moments when there's nisyonos. So he put Chatzi Shevet Menashe ben Yosef together with God of Neiruvain in order to help them overcome the Nesoyen and the Ashpo of the Sviva of the... That's the idea. And in this vein, Reb Nosson Wachtweigel, Takahi would set, he started the legendary idea of setting up, building up Koilelim all around destitute communities, far out communities of America and other parts of the world, in order to give that koyach, the whole koyach of everything comes from the Torah, and b'schus that Torah that gives the koyach for everyone to build around that. The pasuk in Perek Lamed Aleph pasuk base says, Nekoyim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'is ha-midyonim achat te'osif el ha-mecho. Rabbeinu Shalom said, Moshe, tell you, we have to kill the Midyonim. We have to kill them. We can't go into Eretz Yisrael without that. And the Sifri says, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he would not die until there would be a Melchemes Midyon. Says the Sifri, Moshe knew that going to war with Midyon will cause his death to come earlier, and Moshe didn't stop. Moshe carried on. Asks the Be'er Yosef, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu's Misa is totally on killing Midian? Why is it that Klal Yisrael can't go into Eretz Yisrael without killing Midian? So says the Be'er Yosef, he says, the Pasuk tells us, in Sefer Devarim, Rak Mi'ori Amim Eile, Lo'sechaya Kol Neshama, we can't let any of them live. The Mefarshim explained that Midian were the ones that were Machshel Klal Yisrael, they came out positively and they were Machshel Klal Yisrael, they made Klal Yisrael fall. Says the Be'er Yosef, he says, Klal Yisrael could not go, Moshe Rabbeinu could lead Klal Yisrael to any stage until Eretz Yisrael. He says, the reason that the Melchemes Midyan was the prerequisite for Klal Yisrael going to Eretz Yisrael is on a similar vein that we just said from the Berach Moshe. He says that Klal Yisrael had to know, you're going into Eretz Yisrael, and they had to go with a positive action to say, no, there's no way I'm going to Eretz Yisrael if there's Midyanim who can be Machshelas. Says the Be'er Yosef, they had to do an action, a mice of Tzureira Midyonim, in order for Moshe Rabbeinu to lead Klal Yisrael until the last moment for them to go into Eretz Yisrael. They could not go into Eretz Yisrael until they killed the Midyonim, in order to ingrain in themselves through an action, through an absolute action, that they are knowing that they're doing a kumvase and taking away the tumah and going into Eretz Yisrael, Atzeinu HaKadosha. The only way, like we just saw the two ideas from the Berach Moshe, that we'd mentioned Menashe ben Yosef, from the Be'er Yosef, the idea that the prerequisite of Moshe Rabbeinu taking Klal Yisrael Kemat into Eretz Yisrael, for Moshe couldn't actually do the action of preparing them for Eretz Yisrael, is by Tzurur HaMidyonim taking away all the things that may stop us, be machshel us in the future, we have to do an action. That is the message for us. We're living in a world which has never been reveled with such nisyonos. The only way that we can continue, Be'ez Hashem we will, is by preparing in advance, doing actions, wherever it may be, to safeguard our homes and our families in the right way. The famous words, the beginning of the parasha, Lo yachel devorek uchol yotze mipiv yaseh. Person makes a neder, Lo yachel devorek, keep your words, uchol yotze mipiv yaseh, whatever words you make, you have to keep it. Lo yachel devorek. And it's an interesting mix. The Ben Ishchai, the Noam Elimelech, the Kedusha Slevi, all of these three tzaddikim share this following idea. And they say, Al Piderech Drush, Lo Yachel Devoroi, a person that is careful on his words, a person who is careful what he says with his mouth. If a person is careful that he treats his mouth with the purest dignity and kedusha, kol hayotze mipiv yaseh, whatever he will bring out of his mouth, Hashem will carry out. Lo yachel devorei, they teach into the pasuk. A person should not degrade his words. A person should not look at his mouth without that chashivas, kol hayotze mipiv yaseh, whatever, if he does that, then he'll be zeicha, that whatever he says will become true. As a Moed Gezach, I saw they bring down Reb Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said over that he heard from Reb Chanan Wasserman that Reb Chanan told him that he told them while he was visiting Baltimore in 1938 the Maisa Shehoya that happened with the Chofetz Chaim. He said, Trotsky, who was Lenin's right-hand man, was a very powerful force in the Russian regime. And it was a very big sakona for Klal Yisrael. Russia was being torn apart by Trotsky. And the Chofetz Chaim felt that something had to be done. Said Rabbi Chanan, unbelievable thing. Said Rabbi Chanan, that he received a telegram from Drutznik, which was a holiday resort where the Chofetz Chaim was staying then in 1938, and the Chofetz Chaim asked Rabbi Chanan to come. When he arrived, the some of his Talmidim, the Chofetz Chaim said, he said over the story in 1938, this happened a bit earlier, yeah, the first of all was also earlier. So in 1938, Rabbi Chanan said over the story that previously he had come to the Chofetz Chaim. I'm happy that you're holding with us, it's a big compliment. He said, the Chofetz Chaim came, he said, secretly I've decided we have to do something. And he said, we have to fight the Russian government. We can't let this continue. What are we going to do? So he said, we're going to put Trotsky in Cheirum. He said, Trotsky is a Yid. We are going to put him in Cheirum. He said, Chanan, Cheirum, what's Cheirum going to help? Help us save Trotsky. That's stopping us with Trotsky. He said, no. He said that they brought a schwarze Licht, black candles. I've never done Cheirim before, but that's the minig. And they brought out the shofaros and they made a Cheirim on Trotsky. Said Rabbi Chanan, they made the greatest Cheirim the Chofetz Chaim did, the biggest Cheirim that they could. Soon afterwards, Trotsky was overthrown. He wandered from country to country until he came, eventually he went to Mexico, where he was assassinated in 1940. Zog Rabbi Chanan, the Chofetz Chaim had that koyach because of the kolayotze mipiv yaseh, leyachel devoroi. The koyach, we have to understand, all of us, We want to have Yeshuas, we want our tefillahs to have a power. The more that we are machshiv our peh l'yachal devorei, the yetzim mipiv yaseh will be zeicher, that our words will have an impact, our words will have a koyach to be mashpia met Hashem, good things. Moving on to Parshas Masei, Perik Lamed Gimel, Posek Beis, the Torah tells us, right at the beginning of the parasha, Vayichtov Moshe es Moitzoeim lemaaseim al pi Hashem. Very, very interesting pasuk. When I stop my 9-year-old son and I ask him who wrote the Torah, so he'll tell me, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah. We know Moshe wrote the Torah, mipi Hagevurah. So now, look at this pasuk. Vayichtov Moshe es Moitzoeim lemaaseim. I ask you a question. How many psukim do you find Vayichtov Moshe? Of course Vayichtov Moshe. We know Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this parasha because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Torah. Why on earth the second pasuk is Parshas Masei after we've been through already Bereishis, Shemois, Vayikra, and the Bamidbar, suddenly there's a pasuk Vayichtov Moshe. Moshe wrote. Of course Moshe wrote. Ask the Rechaim HaKadosh this question. Why are we saying Vayichtov Moshe? Of course Moshe wrote this. Listen to what the Ora Chaim HaKadosh answers. A fascinating idea. Says the Ora Chaim HaKadosh that Moshe Rabbeinu, of course he wrote it. But he did. We're not talking about what he wrote in the Torah. He had a diary, says the Ora Chaim HaKadosh. Moshe Rabbeinu had a diary in his pocket. You know, we think that a diary is a new phenomenon. Moshe Rabbeinu had a diary, and he says that the psukim here are Moshe Rabbeinu's diary of his living through that kufa. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote when they went from this place to the other place. As part of his life, he wrote for himself to appreciate that every trip in our life is a destination. It's not to a destination, it is a destination, because everybody knows the Baal Shem Tov says that the Mem Beis Masois, the 42 Masois in this week's parasha, says the Baal Shem Tov, are our, every one of us have 42 different Masois in our life. And there's ups and there's downs. And we have to remember that, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, that every one of these points is a destination. The ups are ups and the downs are also ups if we live through them in the right way. I was sitting this week with a Yid in the Kehillah, Nidu Refu Shalema, Be'ez Hashem El Hava Refu Shalema, and he told me this unbelievable idea. He said he was lying on his bed, he was lying flat on his bed, and he says, you know, we all know the Hashem Tov writes, as we just mentioned, that everybody in their life goes through Mem Beis Masois. He says, but we know that the Nigun, there's a certain Nigun that Klal Yisrael sing for the Mem Beis Masois. No. We all know the niggun. Up and down, he says. Why such a niggun? He says, because the niggun is here to remind us that everybody's got ups and everyone's got downs. And he said, looks me in the eye and he says, you know, if you look at the niggun, it's two up, one down. He says, we have to always remember that sometimes there's downs in the masois, but there's more, hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, if we look with our open eyes, there's more ups and downs. The Rabbeinu Shlomo is winking to us. The Rabbeinu Shlomo reminds us, he hasn't forgotten about us. And if we remember that the Rabbeinu Shleilem is guiding us with that niggun through our lives, Be'ez Hashem will be able to write our diary. They bring down that Rabbi Shimon Schwab wrote a diary, I think for the last 50 years of his life. He wrote a diary, Poshet, reminding him every day has its mission, every day has its conviction, every day has its tachlis, with the ups, with the downs. And that's the Baal Shem Tov telling us to remember that in our life, sometimes we think only the destination is when we achieve whatever it is. And the answer is no. Every stop on the way is a destination for itself. If we look, Pasuk Dalet, Elef lamate, elef lamate, lechol mate is Yisrael, tishlechu letzova, v'yimsru me'alfi Yisrael, elef lamate, shnei mersa elef, chalutzei tzova. Moshe Rabbeinu says we're going to war, Klal Yisrael, everybody should send 1,000 from every Shevet. That's what we understand from the Pasuk. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, some say 3,000 from every Shevet. 12,000 Chalutzi Tzova, 12,000 to be look after the Kelim, and 12,000 to Daven. Asks Dain Abramsky, says, why do we need 12,000 to Daven? Says Dain Abramsky, I don't understand. This is a milchama that the Rabbeinu Shalom has said, Klal Yisrael, go and fight the war. If we're fighting a war that the Rabbeinu Shalom, Bechvoida Ve'atzmei, has sent us to do, what do you mean we need 12,000 people to Daven? Well, we're not trying to toil Yeshua over here. We're not going on our own chosen war. Hashem said, go fight them. Says the Mabit in Beis Elikim, he says, what are we davening? He says, we daven to Rabbeinu Shalom. It's for us to appreciate that there's nobody else about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is not for Hashem, it's for us. It's for us to remind ourselves that Hashem is running the world. He says, the sakana of going to war, says Dan Abramsky, is that we think Koichi Veitzim Yodi. And we know when things are going well, there's a certain gaiva in our ma'ah, I am talented, I am capable, Koichi Veitzim Yodi, and therefore we limit it to ourselves. Says the Medrash, Moshe wanted 12,000 people to daven, to show, for us to remind ourselves continuously that it's only our tefillahs that are achieving everything. It's only the koyach of our tefillahs. That's the yud beis elef. That's why we need to remind ourselves that everything comes through tefillah. I want to just finish off with one idea. Coming back to Nyona de Yoyma. If we look in the Pasuk of Yirmiyah, the Churban, Kishtayim rois osa ami. We're talking about two. Kishtayim rois osa ami. Chotu bekiflayim. We find the lotion of double. Everything's double. Loku bekiflayim. Why is it that when we talk about the Churban, we're talking about double? It's all double. It's all double vision. Chotu bekiflayim. Loku bekiflayim. Eini yordamayim. Double lotion of our eyes crying tears. Why is it a double lotion? I want to share with you, finish off with this Alshech. Says the Moedig Alshech HaKadosh. He says, imagine a person goes to a Mayon where there's fresh flowing water from under the ground, a beautiful wellspring of water. And he says, no. He says, I know there's water here, but I want to dig a pit. I want to dig a well from somewhere else. He says, the well, you may find water, but there's nothing like fresh flowing water. Says the Alshech, he says, there's two Chalokim in the Churban. He says, there's one thing, the Churban, for us, to leave the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Oh, but what do we leave for, he says? We left for nothing else. They didn't, Klal Yisrael left, but they didn't get anything better in return. He says, that's the Kiflayim. We have to remember that the life of us, as Yidden, with the Kesher of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, is the greatest gift that we could have. That's the Kiflayim. There's not only leaving Hashem, there's just losing out. We didn't even gain from anything. And the Yisoid, as we said before, I just want to finish off with one line. Rav Shimon Schwab writes, he says that the Bedin Rav Zichar Tzadik Levracha was a son-in-law of the Gerer Rebbe before the war. Rav Shimon Schwab once heard him say over, in Yiddish, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Ich hob dich azoy lieb. And Reb Shimon Schwab would add, he said, if you would have listened well, you would have heard the Rabbeinu Shel Olam say back to him, Ich hob dich euch azoy lieb. And if we want to epitomize the Yesod of Bein HaMetzora, if we want to put that in a few words, if we want to type in to the Yesod of our Yemei Bein HaMetzora, the Moed is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam telling us, Ich hob dich azoy lieb. And it's only because I love you I've given you this, and we should be zeicher bekorav to see bekorav nahel niteichano. We should be zeicher to do the avodah beis hamikdash bekorav biyomenu keish echad v'tzich lev. Echot the simcha benachas omi.